Yeah, against the Gemara, he has the Kasha, Kshayin Hadodi, Churutz Astira, these two memories. So first the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Sami Kilta Makmei Chamirta. Take away the first Brisa, the first Lushin, which is more kal, more lenient, rather learn the second one, which is more chomer, more strict. So Rashi says, Kilta Machme Chamirta, Kamaisa, take away the first one. The Eina Mishnah, that is not the Iker, since it's more lenient, it's a Sofik now, it's a Sofik Yisid Raisa, Lechur will go Lechumram, and hold like the second Lushin. Rav Yisumar says, Rav Yosef Omar, Tanoi Shakalta Mialma Tanoi. In other words, you're looking for Tanoim? You want to say it's a stira, one's a stira to the other? No. I tell you, they are two different Mandiyamrim, they're two different Tanoim. Like you're looking for Tanoim, Alfwanya Tanoim? The Rashi says, Rav Yosef Omar Tavayu is Naibe Medrosha, Homishnehain, the Tanoim Neno Pligibahochi. It's Saka both a remis, the two different Tanoim, and there's a Machlaikis. The Rashi says, Tanoi Shakat Lachom Yalma, Tloy Mishkachas Tanoi de Pligibahochi. To comrade Sami, the Eina Mishnah, like since you can't find any Machlokes Tanoim, you have to say one is wrong, take it out. No, they're both Hemis, and there's a Machlokes Tanoim. Where's the Machlokes Tanoim? The Mother Tanya, we learned like this. Hapas Sheifsha. If you have bread that became spoiled, Ifsha means it came very stale, very old, and it's Ifsha. Is chayiv levayir. Still, you have to destroy it from before Pesach. You can't keep it in the house over Pesach. Why? I lechur right now. You're not going to eat it. Bevnei sheroyu lesoicha kol lechameya bo kame isos acheres. Because you could soicha kol, you could like grind it down, or lechameya bo and use it like for sourdough to make other doughs rise. Lechameya bo kame isos acheres. You can make other doughs rise. If you put some of this bread inside that dough, it'll make it rise. Like you put yeast inside the dough, it makes it rise. So since it's still usable, it's still considered chametz and it's chayav levayu. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, b'meh devar ma'murim, when do we say this halacha? That it's called, you have a chiyuv from levayu, this chametz, b'mekuyemes li'achila. If it's oimet, still eat it. You're still going to use it for the purpose of eating it. Avol kopas sor. But let's say you have like a barrel, a whole bunch of sourdough, of dough. Sheyachto liyeshiva, you set it aside now to use it like a chair. In other words, you're not going to use this for eating anymore, but now rather you're going to use it to be a chair to sit on. Sheyachto liyeshiva. It's botla. It's botla means it's not called chametz anymore, and you do not have a chiyuv to mevayir it. You don't have to get rid of it from your house before Pesach. So, the more midam Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Botla, since Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the second chiddush, so we have this big piece of dough that you're miyachad, you set it aside now, just used for sitting, and not for eating anymore, it loses its shein chometz, that you do not have to destroy it before Pesach, michlal utzaraya, the Tanakam is sova, loy botla. The Tanakam holds no, even this is osur. He holds, kol zaman apash, ibn apash, ifsho, still it's mechuyiv to mevayir. So, Alma, what do you seek? Sover. Kol kezayis, as long as you have the size of a kezayis worth of the dough, is afagav du mevatel, even though you're mevatel, you don't want to use it for eating anymore. You want to use it to sit on. Loi bottle? No, it's not sit a bottle. So that's how machlek is here also. The second time before we had the second din of lechumra, to say anytime you have a kezayis, it's not bottle, there's a chiyah by your own, by your motzah, it goes according to our Tanakhan here. A kolzman, there's a kezayis, it's not bottle, it always has a shame chometz. Mashenka in the first sheet to before, goes according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that holds no, even though you have a size of a kezayis of chometz, of dough, but if you set it aside not to use it for the purpose of eating, but rather for the purpose of sitting on, that's sitted, it's bottle, and therefore you don't have to be mevayir. So that's Psham the first Tana before. So Churu Kisi, you see, is a machlokes Tanoim here. Rashi says, Botlo, Al Me'ika the Tzirul, if somebody holds, Afilu Kezayis, even if you have the Kezayis of dough. Michi Mevato Lo, when you Mevato, like here, you're setting aside for sitting, not eat it, is bottle, it loses its shame chametz. O Masnitsa Kamaisa, the first bright source, the Tony Nami, B'moka Masu in the Chazak, Afilu Kezayis, bottle, is of Shimon Alozahi. The Chivon, the Enu Mekuyemas Lachila, Botlo. Once it's on the bottom part of the areva, of this kneading dough, kneading pan, that you for sure want it to stay there to be mechazek the kli, so you mevatel it no more to use for eating, but rather to let it stay by the kli, therefore it becomes bottle, and then nachanami, you don't have to be mevayir it.
So chura, that's the first tana, goes according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar.
Yes, so far we have a machlokes tanoim. What will be the din if you have the size of a kezayis of chametz that's set aside not to be used for eating? Is it bottle? Or else no, at the first tana kama holds, it's not bottle. That any time you have a pas, even though it's ifsha, still it's chayiv levaya. So more says like this. So Abaye answers back, Tiratza b'kezayis. True, you answered the machlokes between the two braises before. What will be the din by the kezayis? That the first braise said even a kezayis is bottle, and the second braise said no, kezayis is never bottle. So good, you explained this to machlokes anoyim. Of the pochus m'kezayis mitiratza. But how did you answer the stira about pochus m'kezayis? That the first braise said pochus m'kezayis is always bottle. It's even bottle on the sides of the kli. And the second braise said no. A pochus mikazayis is only bottle wear on the bottom of the kli. But on the sides of the kli, even a kazayis is not bottle. So where do you have a head for this machlokes about pochus mikazayis? Yeah, like Rashi explains, that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rashi says, L'shamin l'Rabbi Shimon, t'meikal ala b'sheinu m'kiyemas l'chila. He's only meikal, if you know for sure, it's not like metid anymore, this dough. Avo b'mekiyemas l'chila, l'shaminan. But once the dough is omit to still be used for eating, he doesn't make any chilat to shon le ben kezayis apokos mikezayis. So chur, if the dough is only on the sides of the kli, it's not on the bottom or sun lechazik, so you have das eventually to take it off there. So the question is then, why does the first braisa hold that apokos mikezayis is bottle even on the sides of the kli? The chur, since it's something you still use to eat, so why is the bottle? Chur, to still become chomets, it should still be us to keep. So this we didn't answer yet. How come the first time the first braise holds a pochus mikazayis is bottle even on the sides of the kli? So Gemara answers like this. So Gemara says, Elo ho v'ho Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'll tell you really, both braises go according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. For like Kashi, and there's no stira, that each braise is talking about a different part of the kli. Ho b'mokam lisha, ho shaloi b'mokam lisha. One braise is talking about b'mokam lisha, and one braise is talking about shalei b'mokam lisha. Now lisha, that's like the parts of the kli that's used while you're kneading the dough, which means the size of the kli. The size of the kli also you use. Of asuyin lechazik, that's a svara, a special svara on the bottom of the kli. The bottom of the kli, that's what gets the pressure from the weight on top coming down. So really we're coming out now, there are three parts to the kli. There's the bottom of the kli, which that is called asuyin lechazik, with this pressure coming down, then there's a svara, you want it to stay there, it should become bottle to the kli. Then there's the mokam lisha, that's the sides of the kli, that sometimes when you're kneading, the dough goes on the sides of the kli. And then there's a third part, the top of the kli, that b'chlal you never use b'shas kneading the dough. Yes, let's see Rashi, the Rashi explains it. Rashi, Elohova Horeb Shimon Ben Elazar. Lekasha kam b'mokam lisha, kan shle b'mokam lisha. So Rashi says, Mas nisin bas raisa, the second raisa that was more chumram, loy kori mokam shein osun lechazik, ele mokam sheinoi mokam lisha. Klal, kagoyin shofa hel yoyna. It only means the top part of the kli. Avo defanas, the sides of the kli, that's already called kori mokam osun lechazik. That's the mokam that you use to, when you knead the dough. Well, Kamaisa, the first price is talking about curry after fanis mokim shein osu lechazik. He calls even the sides, that's not called osu lechazik. V'yafagadim mokim lishu, it's a place where you knead the dough. Well, mokim osu lechazik, what is he called? Lechazik, curry shalayim, that's the bottom of the kli. V'ochikom, this is what the two prices mean, that they don't argue. Tanakama b'mokim osu lechazik, going shalayim. The Tanakama, the first one's talking about the mamish, the bottom of the kli. Sheh mekablen es hamayim. That's the place that mamash receives the pressure of the water. There we say afilu kezayis ain't a waiver. Even if you have a kezayis dough there, it's bottled to the kli. What about mokim sheinosun lechazik mayim going to fanois? But what's not called holding the pressure? That's the sides. That's the mokim lishu. For lav mokim mayim is not a place of the mokim. That's chaytis for yoiver. Opochus mekezayis afilu b'defanois nami yoiner chaytis. But less than a kezayis is not chaytis, that's bottle to the sides of the kli. The chiv and the mahani port lechazik isa, since it helps a little bit, shemeshavshafin veloshin shom, since you need there, so this little bit dough does help to make it strong, so pochus mikazayis is bottle there.
What about the Mishlei B'mokam Lisha Goin Shofel Yoinu, the top part of the Kli altogether? Lo Yari Haitanim, we're not talking about that midi. Umaydehu Bo, the Afilu Pokas Mikazayas Le Botel. Even the first tan is moidim, that on the top of the kli that you don't use it all for makam lisha, even a little bit of dough, even less than the kezayis, is not bottle. Now, so therefore, the first brass is talking about the bottom of the kli mamish is even bottle of kezayis. The sides of the kli is only bottle pachas mekezayis. Now, tana bas for second brass, okikoma. Makam osu lechazik itza goin defanas. He's talking about the sides, the walls. Is einoi chaytzes pachas mekezayis. It's very good. What's not chaytzes? What's bottle only pachas mekezayis? But a kezayis is not bottle, because the first time is also made to that, because he was talking about the bottom of the kli altogether. But so they're all masking to the same sheetis, that the bottom of the kli mamash, I'll tell you, even a kezayis is bottle. The size of the kli, it depends. If it's pachas mekezayis, it is bottle, or kezayis is not bottle. And the top of the kli, there even a pachas mekezayis is not bottle. So the two brises are not choice of one to the other, but rather the first brise is talking about all the way the bottom of the kli and the size of the kli, and the second brise is talking about the size of the kli and the top of the kli. Therefore, there's no steamer. So Mara says like this. So Mara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Loi Taima, don't say, Shalai B'mokam Lisha, what's not called the Mokam Lisha, what's the part that even the first time is made the not bottle. Agaba the yagna, maybe only means the back of the kli like. Avala shifta the yagna, mamish the top rim is, maybe it is called, maybe. Avala shifta, well, let's say, you know, don't say that shomakum misha only means the outside of the rim. The avala shifta the yagna, even the top part of the rim is also called the part that's not used. For the mob shita, Maldatayim, I would think zimna diyate for mamtelos, and sometimes when you're kneading, the dough does reach to even the top portion of the rim. Kavashmala, no, that the top part of the rim already is called like out of the kli, and therefore any little bit is not bottle. Even pochos mikazayas is not bottle there, and that's when it's chayel levayer. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, halacha kriya b'shim ben alozer. We pass like b'shim ben alozer, that if you have this dough that's set aside for sitting, not for eating, there's no chiyuv beer, there's no bayro by yomotz and pesach. For the more any that's not pshat rav din paskin like this, v'om rav yitzchok parashi, omar rav, im tach ponel betit botlo. If you smear the face of the dough, im tach ponel betit, if you smear the face of the dough with, you smear it with something, then we say botlo. Of a tach in loy tach loy. It's only if you smear the dough with something to show, like you put some shellac on top. You do something to it to show you want to use it now for yeshiva, for sitting. But if you don't put anything on top of it, just you set aside for it, it's not bottle. And before Rabbi Shimon allows a hold this bottle, just the fact you set it aside for Easter sitting. Have tomorrow enech nami man the mas niho le mas niho. The one that learned that Rav said halacha like Rav Shimon ben Elazar did not see over the second halacha from Rav. And the one that said over the second halacha from Rav, Hanachnami, holds that Rav never passed on Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And he could yam me some sekilah like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav. Ain halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. If I care that Rav does not pass on Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Sandal Ben be very good. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the halacha is, any time you have this dough that's set aside for sitting, not for eating, automatically it's bottled the shame, Isa, and there's no din by Rabbi by Imotzei. But Rav Paskins, no, only im tach poner, you smear something on top of it. So the Gemara. Yeah, that was the list of what Ika, the army, the Yom Rav Yitzchak Arashi, Yom Rav, im tach poner betit botla. It's only because your tach poner is a bottle. Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Shmuel. If you have two pieces of dough, each one is less than a kezayis, on two different parts of this areva, two different parts of this kneading pan. And there's attached, there's one little string of dough attaching one to the other. So the locher is, Ryan, we look, if you could pick up this little dough in between that's attaching the two pieces, and with picking up this middle piece, you could pick up both sides to it, then chayiv levayer. Then we consider as if you have one piece of a kezayis of dough, that the locher is not bottled to the kli, and you have to be mevayer. Again, this is talking about the sides of the kli. But there we say only if you have a kezayis, it's not bottled. But less than a kezayis is bottled. So even though these two pieces are less than a kezayis, but since there's one piece in between connecting the two, that makes it like a kezayis. V'yim lav, let's say you pick up the middle piece and the other two did not come with it, then we say ein chayiv levayim. Omar, because then it's considered like less than a kezayis, so there's no chayiv beer to destroy it as long as it's on the sides of the kli. Omar ula. So Ula said, Lo yamor nela bareva. There's only talking about in this kneading pin that we say if you have two chatzoyi zaysim, they're not mitzaref and you don't have to be mivayer them. Avo babayis, let's say in your house you have two different pieces of dough, each one less than a kezayis, chayim levayer. Then we consider as if it's one kezayis of dough and you have to be mivayer it. So the marmai timer, what's the reason why? The zimnin bekonishlu v'nafle gabi adodi. Because sometimes, like when you're sweeping your house, the two pieces of dough will come together, and they'll come together, they'll fall together. So, like the zimnin, sometimes the chonish, you'll gather them together. But nafle gabi adodi, they'll fall together, and therefore, it's still like you have a kezayis at one time, and you have a chiyuv to mevayer it. So you destroy it before Pesach. Omar Ula said, Boi v'marovin, that you saw the chadash shayla. Bayis v'aliyu mahu. What about if you have an apartment downstairs and an apartment upstairs? And you have a chatzi zayis upstairs of dough and a chatzi zayis of downstairs of dough. Are we afraid that maybe you'll sweep upstairs and it'll fall downstairs and they'll meet together? Or else, no, from upstairs or downstairs, we're not afraid. Then, bayis v'yachsadra. What about the inside of the house and you have an outside porch? A chatzi zayis inside, a chatzi zayis outside. Again, are we afraid maybe you'll come inside or not? Mao. Shnei batim zelifnim mizeh. What about you have two houses? One inside the other one. You go into one apartment, then you go into the next apartment. This is more shchiach because mamash on the same level and they're both used for living. Maybe here we are afraid. The more still mal teiku. These things blind by a shayla. Are you afraid that maybe these two pieces of dough will get together to make a kezayis that is a chiyav beer, or else we're not afraid? So the more blind by teiku. Tana rabbanim wrote in a brace like this: Hapas shivsha. We have this bread shivsha that became spoiled. Is venifsla melechol adam, and a person, a man, would not eat it. But a kelev could still eat it. Notice it's not that spoiled yet for kelevim, dogs could still eat it. Just a person would not eat it. That's how stale and old it is. It's still mekabel tumo, and if it had tumo from before, it's still tummy. It's metame, it still has a shame oichel. When does the shame oichel go off it, the food go off it, if it's not roy for kelev to eat? Because the man a kelev could eat it, since at one time it was roy for nodim, so it was chal shem oichel on it, the shem oichel does not go off it until it's not roy for kelev to eat. Because matamatum oichel on the kebetza, the size of an egg, v'nisrefis imat mei bepesach. Even though it's true matoira, still you're allowed to burn it with tumat tmeya on Pesach. So Rashi says, matamatum oichel on the chol zaman shirui lekelev, loipoka teres oichel minei. If this is truma Torah, since a person will not eat this anymore, therefore you're allowed to be matama this truma b'yadayim because it's not edible. People don't eat it. So Rashi says it even goes the afilu Reb Yosi, the yom of perakama, that you're not allowed to zuliyatsma zuliyatsma. If you have truma tamei with truma Torah, but that's only because they're both edible. But here that the truma is not edible, there's no chiv shmir on it anymore. Senech nami, you could burn it together with truma tmei mamish. So Rabbi Shum Reb Nosson Amru, they said over the name of Reb Nosson, Eina mitam, you also know, once this oichel, this food, is not roi teeth for an odom, it's poka the shem oichel, it's not makabal tumer anymore. It goes off the shem tumer once it's not roi lachila. Even though a kelev could still eat it, it's not called an oichel. So the Gemara, Kama noz lohod et nan, who does it go like? That's how we learned. Kla lomru b'tyrus, is a kla that was said about tyrus. Kol ha miyuchad loichel odom. Anytime you have a food that's oimit for an odom teeth, it had a shem oichel at the beginning, tomei, and it became tomei. If the tumah still stays on it, ad sheyivso mileechol a kelev, until this piece of food becomes not edible for a kelev. But kol zaman a kelev could eat it, it could be makabel tumah because it's still called an oichel. Is kaman deloik Rabbi Nosson? This does not go like Rabbi Nosson because Rabbi Nosson just said no, that even from makabel tumah it's totally if a person could eat it or not. If a person cannot eat it, that's the shia when it's poka goes off the shem oichel, and therefore the tumas oichel is totally what's called an oichel, what's not called an oichel. Tana Rabbanim went in a brace like this: Arevo havdanim. That's the pan that they make the skin in. when you want to make skin, to work over skin, to make them to belt the leather, you soak it in a pin. They put flour into this pin. If you did it 3 days within the last three days before Pesach, is chayav levayir. If the flour you put in this, the flour becomes chametz, so it's not there more than 3 days before Pesach, we say it's still like chametz, still edible, and you have a chiyah to mevayir it. Kaidim shloisha yomim, if you put it in there before 3 days before Pesach, so within 3 days it gets so spoiled, ain't a chayav levayir. Then you don't have to be mevayir, get rid of it, because it's the poka, the shem oichel, it's not edible at all. Rashi says, Toich shloisha yomim lepesach, is nosan kemach letoich, you put flour inside the adayin, shem chametz le, it's still called chametz. Hukashiboa pesach, chayav levayir. Tafilu hoya boiris, even if there's skin there, still you have to be mevayir if it's within 3 days. That's the first man yom. Omer Rav Nosson says like this: Ba'amei devar ma'murim. When is this said? The difference between 3 days and not 3 days? Da'afka shle Nosson l'teichi oris. If you do not have the skin in there, you do not have the leather there. Avu Nosson l'teichi oris. Let's say when you soak in the water, you put the flour in this water, but you also have the skin in it. Afilu teich shloisha. Even if it's within 3 days from Pesach, still ain't a chayiv levayu. Do not have to destroy it. Hey, since there's leather there, the leather makes it that the chametz is so not edible, that's it's not called chametz. So therefore you do not have to destroy it. Rashi says, Loinos lo teichli oris, modim lecho de teich shloishu yomim chayv levayir, v'yachah shloishu yom loinos loi, shneskal klem rech akli. If you don't have skin in it, then it's totally in 3 days. If you put it in there 3 days before Pesach, the smell of the kli makes it so bad that it's not as poka the shem oichel. Avonos no teichli oris, bekemach bit limiteris chametz. But if you put some skin in there, then you have the flour in there, it's mavatla, doesn't have a shem chametz to it. Afil teich yidchai. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, halacha, k'rebi nosin, we pass along k'rebi nosin, that if you have skin in it, you don't have to even revire it, and afilu yemechet, even one day, v'afilu shuachas, even 1 hour. There's mamish, as soon as you put the flour in there, as long as there's skin there then, the skin makes it that it's not edible, and it's poka the shem oichel, like never got a shem chametz to it. So if you don't have to worry, you do not have to even revire it before Pesach. So the word says, "Vayta v'chein linyan tumah." The same halacha applies to geita tumah. If the kli is tamei and you have a chatzitza, something's on it, you have to take it off before you table it. So what the Mishnah says, "Imakbed olav chaitzis." If you have this piece of a dough stuck to the kneading pin, so if you makbed knows you can eventually take it off the kli, then it's chaitzis. V'yimreitzah b'kiyumei. But let's say you want this piece of dough to stay continuously, to stay on the kli. You want it to be there. Hareyu kareva. Then it's considered part like the kli. It's not called a chatzitza. And you are allowed to be tablet. It's considered you want it to stay in the kli. And that's called part of the kli. It's bought to the kli. So Melo, this is the kli now. So pshit, you can be tablet the way it is. For the Gemara midami. What's the sushto? Midami trashi diktoni. V'chein, the Mishnah says v'chein, the same halacha of Ilchas Chametz for Pesach to be revired, to destroy it from your house before Pesach, applies to Ilchas Chatzitza. Rashi, the kasher is the Tony v'chein hosam gabi Pesach b'shiur v'kizayas apachas m'kizayas tal yimusam. By Pesach we said it depends on the size of the kli. If it's the kizayas, it's not bottle. If it's apachas m'kizayas, it is bottle. V'ochet tal yimusam b'kpeda. And here v'ochas chatzitza, if the kli is tamei, and you want to know when you can be table in the mikvah, it's totally when you makbid on it. Loishna furtav, loishna tuva. Doesn't make enough mean if you have a little or if you have a lot. So what does the din say v'chein? That's Gemara's kasha. For the Gemara, Ami dami, hosam bishur tal yimilsa, vayuchas Pesach is told if you have a gezayas, less than a gezayas. Hocha b'kpeda tal yimilsa. But here by chatzitza, the question is it part of the kli or not? It depends if you're makbid or not. So Gemara says, Omer makbid means that you don't want it to be there. So even if it's less than a gezayas, but if you're makbid, you have das, you have in mind to take it off as soon as possible, you do not want it to stay there, we say it's not part of the kli, and it's called a chatzitza. So Amr Rav Yehuda, Eima olinyin tum ein okein. In a chlam, you have to be gur is different. That even though Vilchas Pesach, the beer chomet, is totally on the size of the kli, if there's a kezayis, you have a chiyah to get rid of it. Less than a kezayis is bottled to the kli. Or the ein okein, Vilchas tum is not that way. Vilchas tum, it depends. If you're makbid, if you don't want it to be there, or you don't care if it's there or not. Omulei Abaya, ho v'chein linyin tum katani, no, the Mishnah Gefort says v'chein linyin tum. How could you change the gears in the Mishnah? Elo Amr Rabbayis Abayi answered like this, Hochikoma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. V'chein linyan tziruf tumah. B'tesach. U'v'sha yimoy sashona. Like Rashi says, linyan tziruf tuma, kidem maforish, v'yozo, the Pesach talya milsa b'shure. A Pesach is totally in ukashir. His linyan tziruf tuma, Pesach v'shayim milsa shonim. Alright, we'll stop here. See you next time.